Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
There are nearly 700,000 small businesses in Massachusetts. Roughly a fifth of them qualify as minority-owned. A new program called Pathways to Scale aims to help those businesses make it in the long term, and they do it by training owners to focus on leadership strategy alongside the day-to-day operations of running the company. This past summer, the program graduated their first cohort of 15 small businesses, and right now they're recruiting for a second round. In this edition of The Business of Boston, we take a look at the program and how shifting the mindset to include leadership helps business owners gain more stability in the long term. With us now, Daryl Byers, CEO of InterRise, who runs the program, and Vicky Gray, founder and owner of New Chapter HI Services, a property management and painting company in Cambridge. Daryl, welcome.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
And Vicky, welcome.
Thank you so much. It's great to be here.
Great to have you both. So, Daryl, I just want to start. Over this program, you help business leaders become leaders, because in a small business, it's so common to just be caught up in doing the work of the business day to day.
Correct. And what we teach businesses is how to work on their business and not in their business. And that happens a lot with business owners, and especially minority-owned businesses that really don't have the network. And we help bring businesses together, create a three-year growth strategy, and give them the tools through the five modules that happens over 7 months of our program, give them the tools that they need to grow their business.
So what are those five modules, just loosely?
Loosely, those five modules are marketing, HR, how to take care of yourself as well as your employees. Probably the most impactful I hear are, one, how to access capital, and two, how to really understand your finances.
So, Vicky, I'm going to turn to you now. My first question to you: what Daryl was saying about being caught up in the day-to-day running the business versus being able to step back, was that you before you went through this program?
Yes, absolutely. You know, when I first started my business, I didn't know how to run a business, you know, so I'm actually in the day-to-day operations, you know, making sure that things get done. And it didn't allow me to actually focus on my business and the needs for the actual business itself, you know. So when I went through the InterRise program, like Daryl said, it had provided me with the tools and the understandings into how to systematically run a successful business.
So tell us what New Chapter does, Vicky.
New Chapter HI Services specializes in interior and exterior painting services, and we also offer property maintenance services as well. We live by no dust, no mess, just straight, clean, honest, breathable work done with a smile. And we serve the federal government, local, state, and government, and commercial and residential clients as well.
So staying with you for one more question, Vicky, before I go back to Daryl, what is one thing that you do differently now as the owner of this business than you did before you took the course?
What I do now is I actually have the ability to, you know, look over the whole entire business and have a better understanding as to setting goals in each of those different areas that those seven different areas that Daryl had pointed out. You know, you have the ability to look at the overall business and see what the overall business needs. You have time to actually connect with individuals in order to make, you know, the goals achievable to happen, you know, versus when I was working in the business, I'm in people's houses cleaning up after the work has been done. There's only a certain amount of hours in a day. You know, there's only a certain amount of workable hours in a day. If I'm taking all of my time and I'm in the weeds cleaning individuals' homes, how is, you know, payroll going to get done?
Yeah.
You know, how is it going to, how are we going to be able to achieve those goals.
I'm assuming sell new business, for example.
Sell new business, exactly.
We're speaking with Vicky Gray, who's the owner of New Chapter HI Services, and Daryl Byers, who's the CEO of Interrise. Interrise is offering a program called Pathways to Success that helps minority-owned businesses really strengthen through the long term by focusing on leadership. So, Daryl, how do you feel when you hear Vicky lay out what's changed for her?
As I always say about Vicky, she's our star alum, and she's done such a great job. But really taking what she learned in the Streetwise MBA, which is the name of the course we offered to Pathway to Scales, but taking that and growing with it and learning from it and continue to grow and continue to implement the 3-year growth strategy she learned. And really, really during COVID, I know she took our other course, Interrise Strong, which really helped businesses survive the pandemic and build resiliency for when we came out of the pandemic. And she's taken that course and she's taken it to another level.
So, Daryl, I'm going to read a little data here from McKinsey & Company. Only 1% of Black-owned businesses or Black business owners get a bank loan in their first year of business, and that's compared with 7% of white owners. 30% of white owners use credit cards in their first year, compared with 15% of non-white owners. And overall, big banks approve just 29% of loan requests from Black-owned businesses, compared with 60% of white-owned businesses. So you talked about, in those five pillars, you talked about access to capital as a key one. How does the training, that's a structural challenge. Mm-hmm. How does the training help with that piece of the change?
Sure. I think the training, what it offers, first of all, it teaches you how to really understand your finances and what you need to get in order to qualify for a commercial loan, if you will. And what programs are out there for local, state, or federal government, most importantly. Because, Black-owned businesses, because of systemic racism, they have a hesitancy to really go to the big banks, if you will, to get their funding. Now you see a lot of them going to fintech and things like that. So we teach them how to access that capital, where to go for that capital. And I hear a lot from our alumni after they take the course and they're growing and they realize where to go and they were able to access that capital to help fund their growth.
So I'll turn back to you, Vicky Gray. We're speaking with Daryl Byers, CEO of Interrise, and Vicky Gray, owner of New Chapter HI Services, in this latest business of Boston. The city of Boston commissioned a report that found that just 11% of city contracts went to businesses owned by women or people of color, and only 1.2% went specifically to Black and Hispanic-owned businesses combined, which is disproportionately small given the makeup of businesses. You talked about working for the federal government. Is there anything in what you're doing with Pathways to Scale that you think will make you more competitive in contracts at the city level, at the state level, at the federal level? And if so, how important is that for you?
Yes, it's super important. And what they taught me is, you really have to have a strategic plan in every area that you are trying to grow the business in, and having that strategic plan allows you to really hone in on those different streams of revenue. What I've learned through the program is that you need more than one stream of revenue coming in from different areas. And that's why I serve so many different levels, the federal, state, and residential, because it really helps with our finance. It helps with sales. It helps with growth. It helps with financial cash flow, and these are all the things that I didn't know prior to this program. I had a lot of my business in one specific area, which, could hurt me. Learning to diversify.
To diversify.
To diversify. Thank you.
Yeah.
Your portfolio in the sales is super important. And these are the things that I learned from the program, or even understanding, you know, a profit and loss sheet, understanding your financial statements and what areas you need to focus on, you know, understanding your expenses, you know, so just providing us with the actual financial literacy one needs in order to run a successful business is super important.
And briefly, Vicky, what's the dream?
What's the dream? The dream is to actually be a motivational speaker and have about 5 different locations for our services throughout the country, you know, where we can provide individuals with services that entail no dust, no mess, and no headaches.
So, Daryl, I'll turn back to you. You've done a variety of things in your career. You even worked here at WBUR at one point. What do you love best about doing this work?
Well, I'm a former small business owner, so I know the struggles, the loneliness of being a CEO, and the peer-to-peer mentoring that's necessary for businesses to grow. But, you know, what motivates me every day, you know, we have a new program coming out in partnership with the Urban League of Eastern Massachusetts and the Urban League of Springfield. We're going to 8 key cities across the Commonwealth with this program, training them to be contract ready to go and get those large contracts from corporations, higher ed, and the local and state and federal government. So we feel we can reach about 500 businesses over the next year within the Commonwealth through the Streetwise MBA program that we provide. So,
all right. In our business of Boston, that's Daryl Byers, CEO of the Boston-based company organization InterRise, and Vicky Gray, founder and owner of New Chapter HI Services. Thanks to both of you.
Thank you, T.
Great to be here.
It's great to have you. The Business of Boston will be running every other week from now until the end of December. So if you have an idea for a future segment, let us know by texting us. Get started in our texting club by sending the word Boston to 617-766-0382. That's Boston to 617-766-0382.